Kof Beis Shavat, Monday the 17th of February, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Matan Torah and the Mishkan.
All stay alert now.
Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, I just got a sort of tell a few minutes ago that that's come on a cheerful mood. My next sefer came out now, was ready now. They say that what's the closest thing that a man could have of giving birth is publishing a sefer. That's what they say. The process and the printing and then the third, and it's a whole phase after phase after phase. That's the closest thing. I talked to my wife, she totally disagreed, but okay. We think it's the closest thing to birth. Okay, good enough.
What is the sefer called?
It's the fourth part of Gvur Hashem, the Sefer of the Morale, the fourth part. It's in the Haggadah, Haggadah Shel Pesach. So orders are, people listening, orders are received.
Okay. Torah away discount, Rabbi.
I'm sorry?
Torah away discount.
Torah away discount, 100%. Or, you know, let's do this, whoever in the Torah away gets it, we'll get a croissant, two croissants the next day. We'll be in touch, Mirz Hashem. Okay, Rabbi, so what I first would like to speak about is something pertaining to Torah. And then, Mirz Hashem, we'll go over to the Mishkan. And regarding Torah, we see something interesting. In last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Yisro, it says, "Bayom hazeh ba'o midbar Sinai." On this day, the Jewish people came to Midbar Sinai. And Rashi says on the spot, it's Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, that it was Rosh Chodesh. And then it says, Rashi, why does it say Bayom hazeh? It should have said Bayom Ahu, to let you know, Shiyu Dibri Torah Chadoshim Be'enav Shel Adam, Be'enecha, a Torah should always be new in your eyes, Kilu Hayom Nitnu. So we started speaking about it a little bit before, also the question, this happened on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, a week before Matan Torah. The Torah wasn't given yet. So how could you learn halachas and dinim pertaining to Torah before Torah was given? It's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Torah was given Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan. So it's a week premature to derive any ideas how do you treat Torah. So how come here is the pasuk of that you should treat Torah as every day it's new? L'chura, it's premature. That question leads us to another question. There's an idea that we all know of called Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar and Zvulun means that Zvulun, when he supports Yisachar to learn Torah, so then Zvulun is considered part of the Torah itself. He doesn't get a reward of chesed, he gets a reward of Torah. This you do not find in any other mitzvah. If Zvulun will buy a pair of tefillin for Yisachar, so Zvulun did chesed, and Yisachar did tefillin. But it's not that Zvulun did tefillin. But when it comes to Torah, you have this rule of that if Zvulun is enabling Yisachar to learn Torah, it's considered mamish that Zvulun learned. He gets the schar, not of chesed, but the schar of Talmud Torah, which is the highest form of chesed. There's a known story of Reb Chaim Volozhiner that there was a balabos in Vilna who was not a Talmud Chacham, a wealthy man who supported Torah, and he died, the balabos. A month later, Reb Chaim Volozhiner was stuck on a very difficult mission in Tyrus, which is the hardest kind of Mishnayos. And he went to sleep, not understanding the Mishnah. And this balabos came to him in a dream, this documented, and told him, Shalom the Mishnah in Tyrus. He says, how do you know a Mishnah in Tyrus? You didn't know that when you were here. He said, you're right, but since I supported people who learned Tyrus, so as if I have it. So we see that this is something that exists by Talmud Torah. And we started speaking about it with Binyamin on Wednesday, if you remember. But today I want to a little bit explain it. Why is the idea of Yisachar and Zvulun only by Torah? Only by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? I'll give you another example to it. One of the first Rashi's in Masechet Zvachim explains that it says over there, Shimon Achi Azariah. They bring a statement in the name of Shimon Achi Azariah. It says, Rashi, why is he called Achi Azariah? Because his brother Azariah supported him. And therefore, the Torah that is learned is also a tribute to Achi Azariah. So Ramesh Shapira Zatzal would always quote his friend, Simonik, he was called, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Kol Torah. His nickname was Simonik. He was called Reb Shimon Diskin. Both were going to Olam. And he said, you know what Rashi really means? That whenever Shimon says something, it's his brother's mention? Because we have a rule to say a dover b'shem omroi. So if Shimon would hear something with the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you would say Omer Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan? Yes. Since whatever Shimon has is thanks to his brother, so everything is also attributed to his brother because of the din. Ha'imel dover b'shem omroi. Maybe gula loyinam. That's like whatever we he's quoted as someone who said the Vartara, the supporter. And this is a phenomenon that exists only in Torah. And the question is, why? Why is that so? The last question I would like to bring out is that a different pasha totally, in Sefer Bereishis, Yaakov Avinu was working for Rachel for 7 years. And what does it say in the Torah? Vayu be'enav kiyamim achadim. It went by like a in a week. Because he loved her so much. Everybody else, it's the opposite then. When you're waiting for something eagerly, the wait till that goes by very, very slowly. Here Yaakov Avinu, 7 years to get Rachel, and it says it went by like a breeze. That doesn't make sense. If you're eagerly waiting for something, so we all know, you're waiting for chasna. The day is still then go very slowly. So what's the pshat of this pasuk? So I'd like to share with the Oilam what the Chutnas Zatzal says in the Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos Maimar Kabbeis. And he says something, like we say in America, Me'od Ma'anyen. Me'od Ma'anyen. What does he say? We see also that there's a concept called, for example, if someone, there's a concept called Kimle B'Dirabamineh. Kimle b'drabamini means if a person transgresses two sins, and one is a death penalty, and the other one is a monetary penalty, the death penalty dismisses him or includes the monetary punishment as well. Right? So if a person, let's say, is Michal Shabbos, and while he's Michal Shabbos, that split second, he broke someone's window, he doesn't have to pay for that window because he's Chayav Misa, because of the Chayav Shabbos, and the words Kimle b'drabamini mean it's sufficient with the bigger punishment. He doesn't have to pay also the smaller punishment. Fine, but there's a prerequisite that it has to be be'idna. What does be'idna mean? At the same split second. Be'idna, also in Hebrew they say be'idan, it means a time. It has to be bidyuk at the same second. The chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mammon occurred at the same split second. The chiyuv misa dismisses the chiyuv mammon. Right? That's yadua. What do you say about the following case? Someone threw a chetz, an arrow, on Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim. Once it passes Arba Ames, Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayav Misa. That's the halacha. Before it reached the four Ames, on the second Ama, it tore a clothing. The arrow on its journey, how do you call an arrow's...
Flight?
Okay. The arrow's flight, four Ames will kick in Chilul Shabbos. 2 hours before, it's a split second, he tore a garment. Is that called Kimle B'Dabine? And Be'idna? Or no? The Alba, the Chilul Shabbos kicked in 2 hours later. And the Chilul Mammon kicked in 2 hours earlier. It's not the same second. What would you say, Chavre? Is it called Be'idna or is that called Be'idna? So says the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Lamed, it's called Be'idna. And the Gemara says the following words. Akira tzorach hanacha. Meaning, when a person is mavir arba amas b'shus rabim, he has to lift up the object, that's called akira, and then carry it arba amas and put it down. So the akira is the beginning of the journey, beginning of the process, but since you cannot reach the end of the process without starting with the beginning of the process, so the beginning of the process is part of it. Akira Tzorech Hanacha. We pass him like that Lalacha. What's this? Not from Sukkim. It's a Svara. What's this Svara? The Svara is that means to reach an end. If there's no other way to reach the end, but only through those means, it's called already now that you're dealing and engaged with the end. Because that's the only way to reach the end. And the only way you could reach Arba Ames is by picking it up in the beginning. So it starts there. Akira Tzorach Hanacha. Akira means to uproot something and then to carry it and to put it down. That's called Akira Tzorach Hanacha, and the means start are part of the end because there's no other way to reach the end. It's a Svara. But that's a sfera in the conceptual, in the Havana world. In the world that we live in, it doesn't happen. There's a big difference between the means and the end. I'll prove it to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told in Meister Breshis, she had tama etz ketama pri. What does that mean, tama etz ketama pri? That the tree should have the same taste of the fruit, which means the tree is the means to the fruit. So it should have already a fruity kind of feeling, taste. But what happened? It didn't do it. And tama etz ketama pri. The etz is wood, and the pri is fruit. Right? So the idea behind it is, why didn't it happen? So many explanations, but the idea is, in the physical world that we live in, they're separated, the means and the end. In the conceptual world, it's right. That's the only way to reach the end, so the means is part of the end. But in the real day-to-day life, when things are divided and separated one from another, the means are their own and the ends are their own. If someone's building a house for 4 or 5 years, he doesn't feel, oh, it's so geschmack to have a house while he's building the house. He has to deal with the electrician, he has to deal with the plumber, he doesn't feel so geschmack. When the house is completed, and then he does Chanukah Sabayis, then he feels he has the house. But on the journey, he doesn't feel it. Because in the physical world that we live in, everything is fragmented. What's the word?
Fragmented,
that's the word. Again, I don't know what it means, but I know it belongs here. Okay? There's a few words, I don't know what they mean. It sounds right to say it here. So that's what it is. So fragmented, it's separated. But in the conceptual world, it's one. This happens a lot. That whatever is one in Havana, when it comes to the physical world, they get separated and divided. Okay. Says Rav Hutner Zatzal, that since Torah is the Kedusha of the Sechel, and since Torah is about the Havana, Torah, in fact, the Maharal says, the word Torah, what does it mean? You know, the whole day we speak about Torah? What does Torah mean?
Teach.
It comes from the word Hoirah. Hoirah. Now, what does Hoirah mean? So, it's interesting, the Maharal in this room says three explanations. What does Hoirah mean? And the first shtickle in the Gerai, which is the first sefer the Maharal ever printed. So meaning the first printing Torah of the Maharal in the beginning of the Gerari, meaning on the Rashi over there that says, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, you remember Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak asks, the Torah should have started from a Chodesh Lelechem. Why did you start from Breishis? You should have started from Sefer Shmois, from a Chodesh Lelechem. So ask the Maharal, meaning you're not going to know about Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov? You won't know about the Shvatim? You won't know about Akedah Yitzchak? Is that Rabbi Yitzchak's question? You should skip all these things which are the core of our identity? Vikenzain! You know how the words Vikenzain ring by me a bell so much? Because I remember the first time I came to Rav Hutner on my own. As a kid, my father always took me. You hear, Rebbe? Well, the first time I came to Rav Hutner on my own, listen, a good story. So Rav Hutner, I was 19 years old, it was right after my father died. And Rav Hutner Nemdon is a Dover Pashut that I speak Yiddish. Which I didn't speak a word. I told everybody to the island, my island. So I come in, he tells me, Shalom Aleichem. He tells me, Famach Tatir. I don't know what Famach Tatir means. So I thought it's part of the Ruch, Shalom Famach Tatir. So I said, He tells me again, Famach Tatir. So I tell him, V'chen Leman. You should also be Zeicha one day to the Gevaldik Bracha of Famach Tatir. So he tells me, Tia, Talom Deber Yiddish? He speaks Hebrew like an Israeli. Atalam davar Yiddish? No. Tizgor atalet. Close the door. And then he said, Vikenzain. Then I remember, even then I didn't speak Yiddish at all. Vikenzain is the Zun from Chatzkel Hapen Retnish Yiddish. How could it be that my father doesn't speak Yiddish? So the words Vikenzain are part of my DNA. But I remember he told me Famach Tatir and I said, V'chen Neman. He should also be Zoicha to the Gevald Gazach of Famach Tatir. So anyway, I'll copy what we say. So what's the kasha of Rabbi Yitzchak? You shouldn't have celebrations. Do you know how much would be missing from our roots if we would have known about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And the Shvatim, and the Mechir of Yosef, and the Akedah? How could it be? Says tomorrow, I'll tell you what it means. Of course you should know this. About the Avos and so on. Of course. But it should be a separate sefer. Not part of Torah. He makes a tzushtel sefer Eoyv, according to one opinion in the Grand Babasa, the one who wrote it is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not part of the five books of Moses. It should be written, but not part of the Torah. Why not? If you're writing it anyway, why shouldn't it be part of the Torah? He says, because Torah means hayra, and hayra means instructions. So it has to stick to mitzvahs. Stories are great, but like if you look at the Constitution of the United States of America, there's no stories there. There's no stories there. There's laws. So the Torah should have only laws. That's what the Ra'al says there, and he says it another place. In the beginning of Drush Shalom Mitzvahs, the Ra'al says another knach. You know how come Torah is called Torah? He asks on his previous Ezra, so to speak, why is it called Sefer HaMitzvahs? If Torah is only about mitzvahs, like the Rambam has a Sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs. So why don't we call Torah mitzvahs? So he says, no. Because Yisbohu wants that you should have also the Havana. And Hoira, in this context, means a teacher is called Moira Hora. He's supposed to explain. Because Yisbohu doesn't want us just to do the laws. He wants us trying to understand them as much as we could. And therefore, it's not called just Sefer HaMitzvahs, but it's called Torah, which includes what? The Havana. That's what he says. And then the more common explanation, I'm just finishing this point off, is that Torah means directions. Hayrah means directions. Directions to where? To Olam Haba. The only vehicle that will take you from here to Olam Haba is Torah. Any other thing, the best Bentley, the best Rolls Royce, will not get you an inch out of Olam Hazeh. Not an inch. The only vehicle that you go into and you start here and you land there is Torah. That's the only one. And therefore Torah is called Lashon Hayra, directions to reach Olam Haba. Okay, but that second explanation is that Torah is Lashon Havana. And in that's what Torah represents, Havana. In the Havana world, you do say Akira Tzarech Hanacha. And you do say that the means are part of the end if it's the only way to reach the end. You do see the Gemara says in Ksubas, Akira Tzarech Hanacha. It's a swara. The Gemara says it on its own. So in the Torah world, the means are part of the end. In the physical world, they're not. They're separated. Ein tama etz ketama pri. There's a big cut between it. Masha'enken, in Torah, it's one. Mimele Rabbi Yisai says, Ravodah Zatzal, that's a come, you have a concept of Yisachar and Zvulun only in Torah. Because since Torah is the oilam of Havana, of the spiritual high world of Havana, there we say the Svara, Akira Tzorech Hanacha, lifting up the object as part of putting down the object, because you can't have the end without the beginning. So therefore, only by Torah you find this concept of Yisachar and Zvulun. You will not find it by other mitzvahs. Even though mitzvahs are very, very holy, but as we know, the difference between Torah and mitzvahs, we say about every Jew, Shemel Torah or mitzvahs, right? We always say these two words. What is Torah? What does mitzvahs mean? Torah is the limud Torah, and mitzvahs is doing mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, at the end of the day, you do it with the goof. You do it with the body. You eat matzah with the body. You take a lulav with your hands. Mitzvah is more physical than Torah. What's the biggest ra'ah for it? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. Look what this pasuk is saying. A mitzvah is called a candle. In the days of the Gemara, a candle was the vessel, the wicks, and the wax, and so on. And the Torah is called a light. What's the difference between a candle and a light? A candle is a fire, which is spiritual, but there's also a physical candle. A light is only spiritual. And Torah is compared to a light. So therefore, the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah is that Torah is in a higher madrega. But of course, we have to be engaged in mitzvahs as well, because we're not malachim yet. But that's how come we give a whole beautiful list of mitzvahs every morning, right? A beautiful list of mitzvahs. But number 10 is what? V'samu Torah keneged kulam. The learning of Torah is the highest form. Of course, it's good to know that. There's no mitzvah that could compare to Torah. Why is that so? Because Talmud Torah is totally done in the brain, in the Havana world, it's totally spiritual. Mitzvahs are already a lower madrega. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it, because that's where we're holding. We are with a neshama and a guf. But mitzvahs are considered a lower madrega. That's why Talmud Torah is considered the highest and most important mitzvah. Of course, I'll give you an example for this idea. You know, in the Beis Medrash that we have in Hasmonean, I have these questions daily. What do you say? I'll give you two examples. Once there was the Shabbos UK. You remember Shabbos UK? And two boys approached me. They were invited to go to Leeds. But if they go, they'll miss Friday and Sunday of the Beis Medrash. But they'll be engaged in Shabbos UK. Should they go or not go? I said, I don't know. They asked me. I said, sounds a good question. So we called up Rabbi Greenberg. Rabbi Greenberg from Munch is the head of the school. And I told him the question. And he answers me, Mehechi Tesi. Mehechi Tesi means in Lashon Gemara. What kind of question is that? It's not a question. Where's it come from? Mehechi Tesi. I said, no, the Rav, there's a Shabbos UK. Yeah, I know what Shabbos UK is. My shul's involved in it. Of course I should stay in learning and not go to Shabbos UK. Now tell this to Bala Bus in Northwest London. He'll say, no! No, you should go to Shabbos UK! The Torah says differently. That's what Rabbi Greenberg told me. Why? Because to go to Leeds, someone else could go as well. It doesn't have to be these two 16-year-olds. And then you're not supposed to move out the Talmud Torah if it's a mitzvah that could be done by someone else. That's Allah and the Shulchan Aruch. What do we feel? No, you should go to Leeds. It's experience. That's us, because we're Balabatim. And Balabatim understand the opposite of Torah. You know what they say, the Sma used to say? Das Balabatim hefech midas Torah. What Balabatim think is always the opposite of Torah. It's known, Rimer Simcha, whenever he wanted to have a pshat what to do, he would ask Balabas and his Kehillah what to do, and do the opposite. Because he knew, Balabatim always say the opposite. Yeah, Balabas would say, I'll tell you what happened even more. I can even mention the names. Dr. Schreiber, a wonderful Yid,
yes.
Benjamin Gabaldi Yid, his son Yuda, who was not much Shidduchim, to know, a terrific boy. I used to learn with him when he was 16, 17, we used to learn in Chavrusa. So I thought, what happened? There was an opportunity that he would be a Sandik, Yuda Schreiber, at the age of 17, wow, for a ger or someone who's an adult, 20, 25, a bris milah. You hold the hand, it's called like being a Sandik. Obviously, you don't carry him like a baby. And if he would become a Sandik, he would miss Sunday in Yeshiva. But he would have an opportunity to be a Sandik. Otherwise, when do you become a Sandik? When you become a Zaidi? He has the opportunity of being a Sandik at the age of 17. But he'll miss Sunday. So he asked me, what should he do? I said, again, I don't know. I hear two sides. Again, the Balabatim in Northwest London, hey, of course, be a Sandik, close the Gemara, no problem. But again, if Balabatim say it, that means usually it's the opposite. So we decided, you know what? Let's go to Diane Antroy. Diane Antroy lives down the block from me. Let's ask him. He's a mile. Diane Antroy used to be a mile. And we went down to Diane Antroy. And Diane Antroy told Yuda, no, you should not cancel Sunday. Your father will find you another opportunity to become a Sunday. He's a mile. You can't cancel Torah like that. And I thought to myself, yeah, he says, Pasha, you know what happened? That Tuesday night, there was a wedding in the Beis Medrash of the Dayan, and I said the story over to some Balabatim, and of course they said, it's impossible, Dayan Antra said that. He has an opportunity to be a Sunday, and it's only Sunday. What's the point of learning on Sunday? I remember, I said, Dayan Antra was there, go ask him. He went to ask him. And Dayan Antra said, yes, I told him we should not cancel Torah. Because Vesamut Torah Keneged Kula. We never don't have it. We think closing a Gemara is no big deal. That's what we think. With our Svaras. Again, there's rules about it. Like anything has rules. If it's a mitzvah that nobody else could do, so then you should close the Gemara. But if it's a mitzvah that could be performed by someone else, then you don't close the Gemara. These are halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So coming back to our topic. Torah is the most important limud, the Samu Torah Keneged Kulam. And therefore, why is it so important? Even more important than the list that's mentioned there, because it's totally spiritual and conceptual. In that world, in that Madrega, Akira Tzorach Hanocha. And Yisachar and Zvulun is considered a Ilum Torah. You don't have it when we go down to the Madrega of the physical world, which is Mitzvahs. Okay? Rabbi said, take it now a step further. But I want to mention something about you in a minute. Moms in a minute. Can I
go there?
No, something very positive. Okay. My man of my voice said, Yaakov Avinu, what does he represent? From all the others?
Emes.
Yoshev Olim, Emes. What else?
Torah.
Yoshev Olim, he's always learning. In his world, he looks at everything through the prism of Torah. working for Rachel is like having Rachel. And that's how come the 7 years went by like a breeze. Because in the world of Torah, the means are part of the end. By regular people, the means are separated from the end. And that's how come we're waiting for the means to get over that can reach already the end, and the means go by very slowly. But Yaakov Avinu every day said, this is the way to get Rachel? This is the only way that his, her father will let me marry Rachel? Every day he tasted a bissel of Rachel dick. He tasted Rachel dick. And that's how come the time went by so quickly. Memela Avoy said, to end up, that's how come we could learn from Hayom Hazeh Baal Midbar Sinai, today they came to the desert, even though it's a week before Matan Torah. But they're now going on the journey towards Torah. It's called Torah already. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically let us know this limud before Torah was given. To tell us Torah is a different commodity, despite the fact what Baal HaBatim think. Torah is something else. It's above and over. And before you decide to close the Gemara, you got to think very carefully if what you're doing is right. It's the easiest thing to do, but be careful, because it's the most important mitzvah. And therefore, anything which contributes to Torah is part of Torah. And consequently, it has a din of Torah. So we could learn halachas about Talmud Torah on the day that says, V'yom HaZeh Baal Midbar Sinai, even though it's a week before. Now we have here someone, a gentleman, Baruch Hashem, such a generous person, who buys croissants for the oilam. No, you have there. Lechura, it's croissants. So get a schar for croissants. No, you won't. You get a schar for Talmud Torah, which is much higher. Because the croissants help people to learn, and the croissants give people cheshek to come. How come you think I come to Torah way? Because I'm going to get croissants afterwards. That's the only reason I come. Right? So the croissants are enabling Torah? It's called Torah. You'll see after 120, on every day you're going to get schar, not for croissants. Croissants is nice. You're going to get schar for Torah. Because enabling Torah is called Torah. Anything that helps for Torah is called Torah. So therefore, Bamas, what we say, anytime you help people learn Torah, it's called that you're engaged in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the schar is so much more. Rabbi Say, so let's just conclude. Okay, now you can go. It's okay. I just want you to hear that. Now it's okay. Okay. But Senator, if you could warm it up, if you could please warm it up, I'm coming soon. Rabbi Say, it's so important to remember this, you saw it. Because Torah is a world on its own, and from the prism of Torah, everything looks different. It's always good to know. That's what it means. That it's a different outlook. When you look from the outlook of Torah, it's one thing. I'll tell you an example. Once there was a strike in New York of the people digging graves. They were going, working for the Chevra Kedisha, and it was a strike. And the Maasim were piling up. So the Chevra Kedisha called up Shmuel Birnbaum, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, and said, you know, we have Maasim here, it's Bizuy Ames. Could you send 50, 60 Yeshiva Bachim to dig up? Again, what would you say? Of course! Bizuy Ames! Said with Birnbaum, 100%. But first go to 47th Street, first go to Wall Street, check out if the lawyers could come, and then if you're missing anybody, come to me. Meaning people look at Yeshiva Bachim, cheap labor, unemployed. They're available. Other people, no, they can't go, they're working. But the Yeshiva Bachim is only learning, so they can dig graves. But the lawyer, no, not the lawyer. He's really engaged in something important. He can't stop his law practice and go dig graves. But the Yeshiva Bachim, what is he doing? Learning? There's also a mitzvah. Of course, in my job, this happens the whole time.
Dig graves?
The whole time. I thought we got engaged. Mazda. Tonight will be the engagement party at the house of the Kala. Mazda. The family needs someone to help, you know, shut the chairs, the tables, you know, get ready for the engagement. They have two sons, a lawyer and a yeshiva bacher. Who are they going to call first to come help shlep the benches? You have a doubt? Who are they going to call first? Yeshiva bacher. Why not the lawyer? He's making money. He's getting £300 an hour. And what about the yeshiva bacher? He's learning. No, but he's learning. He'll learn later. Maybe the lawyer will work later. No, that's different money. Every hour has its money. What about Torah? Nah, this happens the whole time, brother. The whole time it happens to be my job. That beneath the surface, it's just a question of priorities. But Torah, as we know, is the most holy thing in the world. And therefore, only by Torah you find Zachar and Zvulun, and only by Torah you find that on the journey to Har Sinai, we could learn the halachas about Torah itself. Now, there's just one question I want to say. Why is this a Parsha theme? We're speaking of Parsha's Truma. So why is this called a Parsha? Parsha's Mishpatim.
They're connected.
So somehow it's connected, and that we'll explain after we get the croissants, right? Okay, what say? What? What? At the end of the Seder. Amen.